Saxophonist Joey Berkeley was living his dream. He was playing jazz in New York City, but he noticed his left hand was not cooperating. It got worse and worse.
As soon as I picked my horn up and touch my horn, my hands would twist into like pretzel shapes. And everyone's looking at me like, what's going on?
Berkeley was experiencing focal dystonia, a movement disorder marked by involuntary muscle contractions. 5 years ago, his symptoms became unbearable.
I kind of kept it hidden for a while and just kind of, you know, muscled through it, like pushing down on the keys, but crushing them, like not just placing my finger down on the fingering. I would go way past that and crush the key. My fingers would literally be bleeding afterwards. I just basically told the truth and how I had to quit playing.
Joey Berkeley's dream was all but over. Focal dystonia robs many people of their careers, and musicians are especially susceptible. Dr. Deborah Ehrlich is a neurologist specializing in movement disorders at NIH, the National Institutes of Health. She says focal dystonia patients can receive temporary relief.
The primary treatment that people will try is botulinum toxin, Botox.
I did do that. Did it help? No. Did it hurt? Hell yeah. They injected it into my forearm, and it was a needle that had electric current, so they would move it around once it's inside until they find the right nerve, and then they turn up the electricity.
Joey Berkeley wanted a more permanent and less painful solution. He learned of an experimental procedure at NIH, one that involved placing an electrode directly into his brain. The principal investigator of the study to treat focal hand dystonia was Dr. Ehrlich.
You know, even though it manifests in the muscles and looks like a posture of the hand, it's actually an abnormality in the brain that's causing that. And deep brain stimulation itself is actually using a implanted device. It needs to be surgically implanted. It consists of a battery that goes in the chest, and the battery is attached to wires.
Despite how invasive and potentially dangerous that sounded, Berkeley says he had no second thoughts.
None at all. I mean, music is all I've ever done. The feeling of not ever being able to play again was, you know, 100 times worse.
Now, you put out a video of your surgery. You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody? They woke me up after a couple of hours, and they hand me my horn, and I wasn't very coherent, but I do remember I was trying to play some songs, and it was just a very surreal moment, you know.
That was in March of 2021. It's taken a lot of rehab, but Joey Berkeley regained enough control over his left hand to begin to record again. This is part of a new suite he wrote about his experiences. It's called A Sweet Life.
I just wanted to write some songs when I got home that just kind of expressed what this whole journey's been like. The last song in the suite is entitled All Will Be Well, which is the name of a poem that the night before my surgery, I was visited by a lady chaplain, and she sat down with me and handed me this little poem. And that became a life preserver for me. I just kept repeating it over and over.
The one I love, Joey, is Wired. I mean, considering what you've gone through to actually name a song Wired.
Well, you gotta have a sense of humor.
Yeah, that's pretty dang cool.
I wrote that immediately after I got back, and I just thought that was a good title.
Wait a second. You wrote Wired immediately after you got back, so while it's fresh in your head, so to speak?
Sure. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that's what I love about this, Joey, because just the fact that you have a sense of humor about this, it allows us to be joyful about this, because I admit, so when I was going to hear your music, I expected some sadness. I expected just kind of be a little downtrodden. No. I mean... There's no moments like that. This is like joyous stuff that you've got out there.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, I mean, look, I mean, I'm blessed to have so many great support network around me, my friends. And believe me, like when they knew about everything I did, the jokes were flying. You know, can I open up garage doors? Can I turn off the TV? You know, that's what we do. You know, we bust each other's chops. And it was funny. I mean, it made me laugh. Still makes me laugh.
So, Joey, allow me for a second to be the skunk at the picnic. The future. I mean, after all, this is an experiment. You're part of an experiment, so no one really knows the potential of this procedure. What are your thoughts? I mean, what are you feeling about the future? I mean, are you back to 100%, and is this going to be permanent 100%?
I mean, I'm probably at about 65 to 70%. One thing I lost was my muscle memory that you build up, especially as a jazz musician, when playing involves being spontaneous and, you know, trying to speak a language. So I find myself kind of stuttering at times musically. Maybe it sounds the same, but I got to work 10 times harder right now than I used to do. And I'm optimistic that that's going to only get better. Like, it's been almost 3 years. And in brain surgery world, that's like nothing. You know, that's a minute. So it does take time for the neuroplasticity to take place. So I'm thinking that it only gets better from here.
That's saxophonist Joey Berkeley. He's written a 3-part suite inspired by his search for relief from vocal hand dystonia. It's called A Sweet Life. Joey, thank you so much for sharing your story, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very, very much for letting me have this opportunity.